Pink Midnight.
Pink Midnight.
Pink Midnight.
Desolate highways with a heart like a cracked egg, a breath grayed. Who washed away these gray sweet streets so sad? Who paints the walls black and inserts red sofas beside the blush, the tears, the anxious gasps? The groovy times held us back from the lunch break, which throttled onward and shook back and forth like a sinking ship. The storm would come, and then the gray rains would swallow us whole. Bathed in a blue, fastidious light, the lick of the morning shall greet you in open arms, and you look inward to a past, to a child who ran away and never was. You who knew the drapes and got lost in every shadow of the room. You were at work, but you weren't there, and when you returned home, you weren't here. Somewhere in the mascara, somewhere in the lipstick, somewhere passing around, proving a point to no one. And every earring, every drip of champagne, and every pause was pregnant with a meaning, hollowed out, trickling down the buildings, hovering here and there, and spelling a spell which knew no words and was a new beginning, a new morning. And eyes gazed dazily from the lights. Hush now, for they're mad, they're all completely mad, with the squeaks of a mouse, and we are within the walls. We gaze distantly, because the squeaks shall follow us to our bureaus and burrows, and our kind fur, which hovers in the specks of the light, and we know dustily that we shall find the cheese which leads through the maze. And as the eyes roll back and all the grapes are peeled, every piece of wallpaper shall shudder and know no names, for they were covert operations all. And our earrings shall float and fall to the dip of the dew. In the delirious light of a torturous doom, would you crave to eat the photos, or would you turn away from every mirror? Would you hide in corridors where symphonies might be composed and silences would pass like earthquakes unseen beneath skins moving about in the lights and evaporating? A healing glance, a kiss of the suds, an afternoon spent dropping things, rummaging around until you yourself became a rummage sale. Gloves which walked away by themselves, and every curl and glint and flashing light in whipped hair led you around a corner to a different room, and yet the same spell, and yet the same afternoon catnap. The breath and lovers passed, a cold syringe, an orange pallor, a snaky pallor, a reflection, a shadow, a grub within a scraped shadow of a reflection. When you're crying sideways in the rain. Thank you for tuning in to Pink Midnight. We hope you have enjoyed your stay in this haunted hotel, in this abandoned palace, in this opulent field of nowhere grass.